There's something really different about homecomings now. Let's do this. Jordan, did you go to homecoming when you were growing up?
I did.
Homecomings are so different now. One, I also DJ homecomings, and we do these huge, like, production and screens and lights and the whole thing. It's a big, huge party. But one of the things that's different from when we went to homecomings is that now it seems like, and I think it's awesome, that there's less pressure to go with a date. You notice that?
Yes. No, I feel like there's a lot of group of boys and group and girls that go together, and it's not even a big deal.
Right. And I love that. But when we were growing up, I was just talking to my brother about this. It was almost like if you didn't have a date, you didn't go, right? Is that how it was for you guys too?
Oh, yeah. You didn't go by yourself, and you didn't go with a group of just boys or girls.
Right. And one, I don't know why we didn't do that, but two, I'm really glad that that is something that has changed, it seems like. Like, my son didn't go on with a date, but he went with a whole group of friends that almost none of them had dates except, like, one couple. They were already, like, boyfriend, girlfriend or whatever. So I love that the pressure has gone away from having to feel like you have to have a date to go to these dances. So, and if you want to, you still can, which is fine. I just like that there's pressure not to feel like you have to or you can't go to the dance.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know if you've noticed anything else different. Is there anything else different from, I don't know, homecomings now compared to when we went?
You know, I actually have more questions to see what other people think about it. So phones, we didn't have phones when we went to homecoming. And I remember, like, okay, sure, I'd slow dance. But I was nervous, especially as, like, a freshman, a sophomore, to do fast dancing. And I can't imagine doing it when you know everybody could record you. So I wonder if that's different now, you know?
Oh, that's an interesting question. That is something that is different now than it was with us, will you have the embarrassment of your dancing being put on the internet?
Right, for sure. So that's kind of a question. I don't know if you have the answer or somebody else.
Well, what I've noticed from the dances that I do is that there isn't a lot of people recording people that, from my experience, that don't want to be recorded. Like, they'll do Snapchats with their friends and then they go back to dancing and singing. I'm sure that's not everywhere because, unfortunately, kids are mean sometimes and those things happen. But I would assume that, I'm sure that's a concern. So that's a great point. I didn't even think of the phone thing. That's a great point.
No, I'm always thinking about that. Like, man, my whole life was recorded back then.
Oh, my God. Before we say anything incriminating, we got to go, okay?
All right.
Because we were obviously perfectly behaved children.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, yeah. If my kid's listening. Carol, wrap this up for me real quick. What is something that's different in homecomings now than it was when we went?
Well, when I went, I know I'm talking about the attire here. When I went, the girls wore long dresses, and now the girls wear short dresses and even, like, gym shoes. The shorter the better on the dresses, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think the outfits changed too. And I think guys have dressed a little more casually as well. It's more of like a cocktail kind of dress. You know, guys, not all of them wear ties. Some would go with the open collar, no coat, you know, kind of thing. And then girls have more like cocktail style dresses, right?
Agree.
Yeah, it's definitely different too. Not that one's better than the other, but that's just another difference that we're noticing too. That's a great one. Thank you, Carol.